Weekend Breakfast with Refilwe Mpakanyane
on 702.
And we head on over to the movies with Gail Edmonds, and she reviews The Hillbilly Elegy for us by Amy Adams and directed by Ron Howard. Always love a Ron Howard film, Gail. How did you like this one?
Yes, I always do as well, which is why I decided to watch this. I also read an interview with Amy Adams about it. Mm-hmm. And it's based on J.D. Vance's book, which came out in, I think, 2017, just after the sort of Trump election.
Yeah.
And he comes from, his family come from rural Kentucky, mm-hmm. and his grandmother and grandfather escaped from rural Kentucky into small town Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
So it's this, when they were 13 years old. So I mean, it's quite an interesting sort of start to things.
Yeah.
But it's his story. We meet him when he's at Harvard Law School, and he's setting himself up with these interviews they have to get summer jobs. And he gets a phone call from his sister, who's still in Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
Ohio, I can't say it properly, sorry. and she says, you know, you need to come now because mum's in the hospital again.
Mm-hmm.
And so you sort of start to unfold this. And it does have, I mean, Amy Adams is his mother, Beverly,
mm-hmm.
and Glenn Close is his grandmother, Mormor. And between those two actresses, they have 13 Oscar nominations. So
imagine.
It's heavyweight stuff. And it's Gabriel Basso who plays J.D. Vance. And although he's been around a bit, he's been in TV shows like The Big C, and about 10 years ago, he was in Super 8, that very good Steven Spielberg film.
I love Super 8, yeah.
Just such a good film. So anyway, it's really the story of small town America and the sort of, and Ron Howard does his usual thing where he doesn't explain everything. He takes this biography, and when they first come back from their family holiday, you see them drop his grandfather at one house up the road, and then his grandmother lives at another.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't really know why for quite a while. And slowly but surely, the sort of layers of these three generations of this family are revealed. And it's extremely engaging. It has had some criticism about being too stereotyped about the Appalachian communities.
Mm-hmm.
But I think a lot of that criticism is probably easier for Americans who are more familiar with those communities.
Sure. But if it's based on a memoir, what could the criticism possibly be? It was his life, right? Unless he took artistic license with the film.
Well, that's true. And the interesting thing is his family and him were involved in the film.
Mm-hmm.
So they were on set, and the actual glass frames that Glenn Close wears actually belong to his grandmother.
Sure.
The family lent them to her to wear.
Mm-hmm.
So as much as people might say, oh, well, it's a stereotype, well, they were there. It's not like they were misrepresented.
Mm-hmm.
So it is quite an engaging film. I found it very powerful and interesting to see this child sort of trying to emerge from what is a really deprived and difficult childhood. His mother obviously has drug dependency issues, and it does touch it sort of dusts past the whole opiate crisis and the sort of death of small towns in America, in the American economy. So it's quite interesting if you are still fascinated by the sort of how Trump came to power kind of thing, because I think this film and the book, when it was released, sort of shot up all the bestseller lists, because it sort of explain to people who are amazed that Trump had won how that might have happened
in
the communities that were so depressed.
Yeah, really interesting stuff. Ultimately, a big thumbs up, a big thumbs down from you, Gail?
Yes, I think so. I think a thumbs up. It's really quite an engaging film. Great cast. We're always good to see Ron Howard since Splash all the way through. So yes, I think a thumbs up. Definitely worth a look. Amy Adams probably gets a nomination for this, probably Glenn Close too.
So this is me revealing my age. I had never actually realized that Ron Howard directed Splash. One of my favorite childhood movies.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Splash and Cocoon. Three of my favorites. Cocoon, Willow, and Splash, if you remember.
Yes, all Cocoon, incredibly creepy, directed. But well ahead of its time. I think it's time for a Ron. I think it's time for a Ron Howard Film Festival or at home, just to refresh our memories as well.
Maybe all right. We better do that.
I think so. I definitely think so. Gail Edmonds, thanks so much for that lovely review and feedback. I've only watched about 10 minutes of Hillbilly Elegy. I think we've got an afternoon appointment this afternoon to just finish it off. So I'll be doing that today.
Enjoy.
Definitely. That's Gail Edmonds reviewing our Hillbilly Elegy. You can, of course, stream it on Netflix.